ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, that wasn't such a chore, now was it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I always figure for a nice guy, you never cause me no trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen,
is looking at you, kid.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, the defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. Straight up today, we're talking UFC, we're talking Invicta, we're talking Gilbert Melendez. That's right, the former Strikeforce champion, of course, now in the Ultimate Fighter. Going to film this with Anthony Pettis, of course, the reigning lightweight champion. But a lot of people think that Melendez is the uncrowned champion. Of course, the city by the bay is what he calls home. San Francisco, California. El Nino trains out on 3rd Street in his own private gym, but he is the man at 155, the uncrowned champion. We'll talk a lot about Gilbert Melendez today. Of course, the upcoming UFC events, the fact that Renan Barreiro, instead of taking a tune-up fight, is going to come right back in his comeback fight after getting drilled by TJ Dillashaw, after getting his head handed to him, after being beaten so bad. Dillashaw should have been arrested for domestic violence. He beat on him so bad. 4 rounds, and then stopped him in the 5th round. I mean, what a beatdown. One of the clearest beatdowns in UFC history as far as titles changing hands are concerned. And of course, Barreiro, a loser for the first time since 2008. And he wants to come right back and take on TJ Dillashaw after getting his... Oh, man. I don't get that. Tune-up. Tune-up. Tune-up, baby. You need a tune-up. Not a tuna. A tune-up. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide because you're going to get a shark this time. You're going to get bitten for the second time. And just like Anderson Silva, it's no fluke when these guys lose. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hail to the chief, James Garner, born James Bumgarner, 1928, 86 years old. Saw him at the fights a couple times, never got to talk to him. Talked to Stuart Margolin, of course, who played Angel in the Rockford Files, and Rita Moreno, who played Rita Kaprovich, a hooker in the Rockford Files. Of course, the Academy Award winner and the Tony Award winner, and man, she's won all those awards. Anyway, the bottom line is, I asked her a couple years ago how James Garner's health was when I saw her at the San Francisco City Hall for a public event, and she told me not very good, and he passed away at the age of 86 this past weekend, and all I can say is, I spent more time watching Rockford Files. I still spend more time watching Rockford Files reruns than any television program ever. So I thank you so much, James Garner, for all the enjoyment you've given me over the decades. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, you're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, the UFC coming back. I told you, Dillashaw and Barreiro 2 going to go down August 30th, of course, in the Sleep Train Pavilion, formerly known as the Arco Pavilion, formerly known as the house that Tony built, Tony the Tiger Lopez, when he was world champion up there, the boxing champion. Of course, he sold that place out many, many times. They had a record gate there with Jorge Paez that broke a Muhammad Ali, Ken Norton record in L.A. from the 70s, and of course was only broken by Oscar De La Hoya and Shane Mosley, I believe, circa 2000, 2001 at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California. But the Sleep Train Pavilion is what they call the space, the Sleep Train Arena. It'll be Sacramento, California, August the 30th, of course, the UFC 177 main event, TJ Dillashaw, the defending reigning world champion from Team Alpha Male, Sacramento, California. He is, man, can I say, the biggest upset in, I think, the last 3 or 4 years. I think it's a bigger upset than beating Anderson Silva, because Silva was like 38 years old. Silva was ready to go. When Chris Weidman got him, the timing was right. I mean, Weidman was young, he was hungry, he was aggressive, he was, you know, unbeaten, never been taken off his feet. Got a straight, solid wrestling base to work off of. Has learned how to box. The real deal. The complete package. That's Chris Weidman, the undefeated world middleweight champion, coming off that win over Lyoto Machida just a couple weeks ago. But straight up, I saw it with Silva. I saw Silva being ready to go. Again, with Barreiro, I didn't think Barreiro was that. He's not that old. Not as old as Silva. I think he's only 34. But he's not. I didn't think he was ready to go. Not like this. And he just went. I mean, just went. Listen. There come fights when fighters get old in one night. Muhammad Ali got old in one night against guys like Richard Dunn. Boom. When you saw Ali fight Richard Dunn and struggle with a hobo, and who's Richard Dunn? Exactly. All right, so you knew when he fought Leon Spinks the first time around that, you know, wasn't much Ali left in the tank. And then, of course, he beat Spinks in the rematch. But guys get old in one night. And I think Barreiro got old in one night that night. I think Dillashaw just took his head off. Hurt him in the first round, beat on him. I just severely for 4+ rounds. And then in the fifth round, got him to submit. I mean, he's the real deal. Okay? Good God. Team Alpha Male, Uriah Faber. Too bad they weren't on the same card. Too bad they weren't fighting each other. That's really the dream fight for me at 135 at Bantamweight in the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships. TJ Dillashaw defending the World Bantamweight Championship against his teammate. That's right. Team Alpha Male teammate. The California kid, Uriah Faber, in the Sleep Train Pavilion. And then we'll see. Of course, Uriah is, I think, a bigger draw than TJ Dillashaw, even though TJ's a champion.
That's how big the California kid is in his hometown area of Sacramento, California. But he and Dillashaw, that would be the fight of fights. And when Dillashaw takes care of Borrell in this rematch, August the 30th, at the Sleep Train Pavilion, the Arco Arena, the house that Tony built, the house that Uriah Faber built, and now the house that, you know, T.J. Dillashaw will defend the world bantamweight championship, the one he won when he was like a 7 or 8 to 1 underdog against Renan Borrell just a couple of months ago, stopped him in the fifth round. He'll defend that championship against the former champion who hadn't lost a fight since 2008. I mean, he was on fire. I mean, they were saying, you know, him and Aldo and Jose Aldo, the only non-American champion in the UFC right now, the 145-pound world featherweight champion. The only fight he ever lost was at 155 at lightweight. So he's sort of like one of those big featherweights, as was Borrell being a big a bantamweight. Because when you looked at him and Dillashaw, they looked like they were in different weight classes. It looked like Borrell was just one weight class bigger than him. And I think that in the past, he has gotten away with being able to stretch it as far as, you know, cutting weight's concerned and getting down in weight and sort of taking off his performance, because down the stretch, Borrell's always struggled in the fifth round. He's never had the gas to, like, shine in round number five. Of course, down the stretch, a UFC championship fight or a UFC main event on television is a five-round event, five-minute rounds. All other UFC fights are three rounds, three five-minute rounds, but five-minute rounds, and Borrell was never really able to shine in his championship reign, especially of late, down the stretch. And that's where you saw it, thought that, you know, that Dillashaw had a chance to win in, like, the fourth and the fifth round in the championship rounds, per se, but he didn't have to. He won, like, fighting, like, in the referees during the national anthem. I mean, because he lit him up like a White House Christmas tree. That's what I don't understand, is that when these guys annihilate these iconic figures in the world of mixed martial arts, be it from, in this case, from Brazil, as was the case with Anderson Silva by Chris Weidman. I mean, all of a sudden, the world, the MMA world, fans and the pundits and the media freaks and all this kind of stuff, they go into denial. I don't get it. Why did they go into denial? The guy lost. Ali lost. Ray Robinson lost. Larry Holmes lost. Fighters lose. That's what they do. They either win or they lose. A percentage of the time, even good and great fighters lose. Okay? Borrell is finished. Stick a fork in him. T.J. Dillashaw will finish him off at home. And when the UFC comes to town, of course, August 30th, pay-per-view. Of course, that day will start off with the UFC Fight Pass card at 3 o'clock p.m. And then at 5 o'clock p.m., they're going to go to Fox Sports 1 for 2 hours of preliminary fights. And they go to pay-per-view at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So it's going to be an afternoon. I think will be interesting. We'll go into the card in detail a little bit later in the show. But straight up, the World Bantamweight Championship. I am excited about this. Going on display, Sacramento, California, the hometown of the defending champion. Of course, the hometown of Uriah Faber. So Uriah will be there. Uriah will get the big round of applause. Of course, Uriah losing a very controversial stoppage to Borrell and Borrell's previous fight to Dillashaw when Borrell was hammering down on the California kid. But the California kid was holding his other thumb up saying, "I'm okay," to the referee. But the referee jumped in, stopped it. I thought it was a bit premature, but it may have been just the, you know, preventing Uriah from taking undue punishment so he can come back and fight another day. Of course, Uriah Faber a winner just a couple of weeks ago on UFC when he took that Fox Sports 1 main event and took apart a fighter that wasn't in his level, but, you know, keeps him busy. And he's one of the most popular fighters in the UFC, no question about it, in the world of mixed martial arts, is the California kid. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts this hour, of course. The mighty Tower of Power. You're still a young man. Not Renan Borrell. Not anymore. He's 34 going on like 40. Stick a fork in him. Just like Anderson Silva. These guys, once they get old, they get old. There's no fountain of youth for MMA fighters. No fountain of youth in the world of combat sports. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll be right back.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So I won't get away with it, huh? How many times I heard that from dumb coppers, I couldn't count. He'd give you a left eye to nail me, wouldn't you? Huh? You can see the headlines, can't you? Local deputy captured Johnny Rocco. Your picture had been all the papers. You might even get the tell on the newsreel how you pulled it off. Yeah. Well, listen, Hick, I was too much for any big city police force to handle. They tried, but they couldn't. You Hick. I'll be back pulling strings to get guys elected mayor and governor before you ever get a $10 raise. Yeah. Public enemy, he calls me. Me, who gave him his public, all wrapped up with a fancy boy.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, you're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Before we went to the break, of course, I was talking about UFC 177, TJ Dillashaw, and Renan Borrello, too. That'll be August the 30th in the Sleep Train Pavilion. Formerly the house of Tony Bill, then the house of Uriah Bill, and on the 30th of August, T.J. Dillashaw hopes it will be the house that T.J. Dillashaw built. In fact, should he win this fight, I'm talking about T.J. Dillashaw and clash with Uriah Faber in a clash of Team Alpha Male team members there in Sacramento, California, will probably sell out the Arco Arena in a minute, and the Sleep Train Pavilion, call it what you want. And they could probably take this one outdoors or put it to one of those. I think they've got a minor league baseball stadium that'll hold like 25 or 30,000 people in Sacramento, California. You ought to think about that because that would be a great fight. But first, Dillashaw's going to get by Renan Borrello in the rematch August 30th. Now, the man that's going to tell me whether he's going to get by him or not is on the line from Southern California, Zach Attack Young. Zach, is Dillashaw going to get by Borrello in this rematch?
Yeah, I got to pick Dillashaw in this one. I picked Borrello in the first one, but Dillashaw gave him such a comprehensive beating that it's kind of hard to see Borrello coming back in the next fight.
But that's that. Didn't he just? Is there a possibility? I was talking to the prior segment about fighters getting old overnight, and you can't predict it. It just happens. They have great training camps. You know, they look spectacular sparring this and that, and then come fight night. Boom, something doesn't click. And I think that's what happened with Borrello. He didn't click. I mean, Dillashaw jumped on him right after the referee's instructions and never let up.
It very well could be that Dillashaw is a very young fighter and he's on the rise, and maybe he just was better physically than Borrello that night, and maybe Borrello is past it. I guess the rematch will show us that, though.
Yeah, but what about that footwork? I mean, it was like, that was Ray Leonard. Ray Leonard would have been marveled at that footwork. He has some Willie Pep. I mean, he was doing it. Dillashaw, the footwork and the boxing ability was impressive.
Yeah, you know, Dillashaw I was impressed with early in his career, and then he took some losses, and I was kind of thinking, oh, you know, maybe this guy's not going to be that good. But he's really living up to the potential he showed early, and his footwork looks phenomenal, and, you know, he just puts his punches together well. He's a very good young fighter.
Okay, so who wins, him or the California kid?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask
the boa. Hey, you call him the boa constrictor. He is, ain't he?
He is, you know, and you can never count him out. But at this point, it seems like Dillashaw may be a little better. We'll have to see, though. I'd love to see that fight.
Younger, faster. I mean, what can I say? The guy's only 28 years old. Uriah's 35 years old. Uriah's had some miles put on, of course, the world extreme cage fighting champion. Man's never been able to garner a UFC title, but yet for all the non-title winning guys in the UFC, he can he does the most punching when it comes to pay-per-view numbers.
Yeah, and I'd say of all the non-title winners, he's the best. I mean, he beats the guys next in line for the title all the time. He just never quite beats the title fighters, you know. So he's a big draw, and I think it would be good for the UFC if he were able to continue on, but it's just tough to see Dillashaw losing. I just think he has advantages on Faber at this point.
Okay, also returning to Sacramento, California, Demetrius Johnson, the former the World Flyweight Champion, who fought there in the past, 125 pounds, probably the best fighter fundamentally, or at least Joe Rogan thinks so, in the UFC, taking on Chris Carriasso. Fundamentally, he hasn't got too many flaws, does he?
No, and he seems to get better. He's developing some power now, and you know, I think he's a little underrated by a lot of fans because he's like a smaller fighter, but he's definitely in the top three of the UFC.
Okay, they'll have they'll have a chick fight on the card, 135 pounds. Beth Correa taking on Shane Bozier. Let's go back to Ronda Rousey a couple of weeks ago. 16 seconds. Could you have lasted longer than that chick did, Alexander whatever name? Could you have lasted longer than that? Do you think?
I'd like to think. I think I would.
I'd like to think. Hey, but not if she would. Here's what I said. Some chick said to me, well, don't you think you laugh? I said, not if she was punching me in the face. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, the chick can punch. She can. This is not no powder puff girl going, get away from me and slapping you. No, she's punching with leverage. She's punching with technique.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, well, she had the girl. I didn't know that the girl was that badly hurt until I saw her try to take down the referee, and I was like, okay, I guess she's really in some trouble.
Now, Holly Holm, the fighter out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, who Pedro, when I was a ring announcer down there for a long time, I announced her only loss, I think it was on New Mexico television. Her only loss as a professional boxer was on a cut. But Holly Holm has signed a UFC contract. Dana White's trying to get Gina Carano to sign a UFC contract, and he's not mentioning the word Chris Cyborg Santos. Do you think he despises Tito Ortiz to the point where he won't do it, Tito Ortiz managing Santos?
There does seem to be a lot of bad blood there. I wouldn't be surprised. I remember something like, I think Dana White had like Chuck Liddell's like bloody gloves from when he beat up Tito Ortiz hanging in his house somewhere. So I think he really doesn't like Tito Ortiz.
He had his gloves hanging. What? Say that again? See what?
There was something. He had some type of fight memorabilia from Chuck Liddell. I want to say it was either his gloves or his trunks from when he fought Tito Ortiz, and they had Tito's like blood on them. He had them hanging in his house.
How morbid. Speaking of morbid, here is a morbid one sometimes, Mr. Dana White himself.
The cyborg thing is, I can't even believe people are asking me about Cyborg, number one. First of all, she does not fight here. Everybody realizes that, right? She weighs 145 pounds, and her genius manager, Tito Ortiz, said that she would die if she went to 135 pounds. She's also coming off a steroid suspension last time she was here. I mean, I can't even, it drives me nuts. She will not fight Cyborg. I don't know who she's going to fight. She's going to go film Entourage, the movie, and then we'll figure out what's next for her.
Okay, Dana White sort of spelling it out right there. Doesn't that sort of mean that they're probably doing a contract behind the scenes with Cyborg? Dana White's a pretty good con man, a promoter per se. But couldn't you see them behind the scenes negotiating to make this fight? This is a fight that a lot of people want to see.
Yeah, I think that they're going to have, if they're not doing that, then they're going to have to at some point, because there's just not that many opponents for Ronda Rousey to fight. And that's definitely like one of the top opponents, if not the top opponent. So, yeah, they have to get that done. And I'm sure that he's doing something to make sure that it happens at some point.
Okay, USC on Fox Sports 1 this past week, of course, Donald Cerrone beating Jim Miller at a knockout in the second round, 2 minutes, and take that back, 3 minutes and 31 seconds in round number two. Lightweight fight in 155. But the guy that I thought looked the best as far as up-and-comers, as far as lightweights are concerned, Edson Barboza, you know, beating Evan Durham, he did. Because Dunham's not a slouch.
Right, yeah, that was impressive, you know. Going into that fight, I thought it was pretty even. I thought Edson would win, but, I mean, he just landed like a kick that it ended the fight, and it was the type of kick that not a lot of people are able to land. And the thing that was crazy about it is it was a grazing kick, and it seemed to put him away. So that just shows you how much power Edson has.
Okay. Speaking of power, man, these fights over in Dublin, Ireland drew 9,600 people live paid, did a $1.4 million gate for a fight that was shown here on Fight Pass. Wasn't even shown on television. You could have saw it if you tuned into frontrowsports.eu. the European internet channel, but the bottom line is Conor McGregor, an Irishman, beat Diego Brandale, and of course that was a stoppage in round number one, TKO and punches, 4 minutes and 5 seconds. Is McGregor really something at 145? Should Jose Aldo be worried about him?
I mean, yeah, you know, he looked good in that fight, and I think he could be a threat at some point. I think they should probably set him up with some more fights first, but it's always nice for there to be opponents out there for Aldo, because he just keeps beating everyone.
Yeah, but he kept talking about moving to 155 and taking on Pettis, and I thought the fight was signed, and it was signed, but in order to do that, he had to give up his crown to 145, and he didn't want to do that, so that fight's off. Now, what's Aldo doing next, do you know?
I'm not sure what Aldo's doing next. That whole saga was kind of confusing, because it made it seem like the fight was done and everything, and then out of nowhere it just seemed to disappear, and no one really knew why. So I thought that he was fighting Chad Mendes, but then it looked like that fight was called off, so I really don't know what's going on with Aldo.
Well, it was Aldo and Mendes, UFC 176, split to Staples Center, and that was canceled. That was supposed to be for August. UFC 176 is like off the books, so the next UFC is going to be UFC 177, the aforementioned Dillashaw and Barreiro rematch. Of course, we're both picking Dillashaw here. You know what's sort of nice about this, Zach, is that you're watching the development of fighters take away the mantle from Brazilian fighters. I mean, Brazilian guys were the ones that started the UFC, the Gracies. I can go on and on, but you know, it sort of started down there with Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and now the Americans have taken over the game. Is that they dominated all but one champion. In other words, Jose Aldo is the only champion of the UFC. In fact, at 125 is Demetrius Johnson, 135 is Dillashaw, 145 is Aldo of Brazil, 155 is Hendricks, 170, take that back, 155 is who? Anthony Pettis.
Pettis.
170 is Johnny Hendricks, 185, the aforementioned world middleweight champion, undefeated, never taken off his feet, Chris Weidman, 205 pounds, John Jones, the heavyweight champion of the world. Of course, it's Cain Velasquez, a Mexican-American. But Americans have developed us their own styles now and brought in the different components into the world of MMA. Like, they brought in boxing. They brought in jiu-jitsu that they hadn't had before. They have the solid wrestling base. They're sort of multifaceted where the Brazilian fighters aren't.
Yeah, it definitely, I mean, I think that the sport is just evolving and people are mixing in more and more different aspects and taking the best parts of every other combat sport and just putting them into this one. And it's going to get more interesting as the years go on, and we'll see these new techniques just start to fuse together.
We're talking USC, folks, the future of the USC 2014. Got some future events. Of course, the world heavyweight champion on display later this year. I'm talking about unbeaten, take that back, once beaten, Cain Velasquez. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Don't forget, go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app, and listen to Ring Talk anywhere you go.
Protectum Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturing. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Jardine, man, he just stalked it.
Yeah, who do you get to imitate that guy sparring? Him?
That's about it, isn't it?
Or maybe a chimp.
I'll tell you what.
Teach a chimp karate.
Be a heavy-handed chimp.
Oh!
He got rocked.
He's hurt.
He's hurt.
It's all over.
Thiago Silva defeats Keith Jardine.
Wow. And it happened like that.
Telling you, that's a violent dude right there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Why kill us both? Look, just kill one of us.
You only got two ways out, dead and feet first.
Got me there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Props to James Garner, one of the greatest actors of all time, having passed away this past weekend, 86 years old. Star of the Rockford Files. I love him. Every day you're probably watching Rockford Files reruns on YouTube or Hulu.com, something like that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking MMA, UFC, of course. The uncrowned UFC lightweight champion, in my mind, is the El Nino. They call him El Nino. San Francisco, California is where he's from. 22-3, 11 KOs, one submission, 11 decision wins. The only three losses he ever had, he avenged at one against Josh Thompson. He lost very controversially in a lightweight title fight against then-champion Benson Henderson in a fight that I thought he won. But now he's the coach of the Ultimate Fighter 20. And then they're beginning filming as I speak. And, of course, he's going to hook up with Anthony Pettis, lightweight champion, late in 2014. So Pettis and Melendez, that's going to be one hell of a fight, Zach Attack Young.
Yeah, it really should be. I can't wait to see that one. I think that they can both challenge each other.
I mean, that's wow. I mean, we're talking about the two best lightweights. And, you know, that's what I think is so exciting about combat sports is when the two best fight each other. I mean, you know, we see these fights with Mayweather fighting Marcos Medina. Although I thought Medina did enough to maybe enable himself to get a draw in that first fight, I'm not clamoring to see it again. I don't want to see Floyd Mayweather anymore. When I watch Floyd Mayweather, I've got to take boxing Viagra. I don't get up for his fights.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the most entertaining fight he's had in a while, and it still was just like, it was a pretty good fight, but it wasn't a great fight, I don't think.
No, but I think that guys like El Nino, they bring it. I think Gilbert Melendez, of course, against Anthony Pettis, they're going to hook it up probably November, December. I'm looking at the UFC schedule for the rest of the year, and I guess there isn't too many dates they can fit that fight in unless they're going to go in at the tail end of the year like it No, they've got them all lined up now to, like, UFC 180 is going to be Velasquez and Fabrice Werdum November 15th, and then UFC 181, I guess they haven't got that announced yet, but they could probably stick that fight in there, or UFC 182, they haven't got that announced yet. So the bottom line is there's a couple of dates left for 2014, January 3rd, 2015, with UFC 182 from the MGM Grand Garden. But, you know, I don't know. I don't think there's going to be time in 2014 for that fight to fit in, so it might be the 2015 fight. But Pettis and Melendez, what are Pettis' strengths? Those kicks of his, huh?
Yeah, the kicks, and I mean he has good grappling, and he's just a overall pretty well balanced fighter.
And El Nino, what are his pluses?
He has a lot of pluses. You know, he's a good grappler. He just has the striking ability. It's difficult to say who would win that fight. I do think if I were El Nino, I would go for more of the grappling because that does seem to be maybe Pettis' weak point. But he's a pretty good grappler. But I remember a few fights ago, it was like his first fight in the UFC, and Clay Guida was able to just pretty much dominate him on the ground. So I think that Melendez should probably go for that more.
You know, there's going to be a fight later on this year, and I was looking at it. I called it the fight night of the fat boys. It's going to be in Japan, UFC returning to Japan, and fight will probably be on Fight Pass. Have you got the Fight Pass yet, or are you watching the stuff on the Internet?
I'm watching it on the Internet.
The Fight Pass thing, they had this car from Stockholm. If you wanted to watch, you had to watch Fight Pass or find a way to watch it on the Internet. Is the UFC, are they doing something wrong there?
I think so. I don't understand why they did the Fight Pass. You know, they already have all those pay-per-views, and then they want fans to pay for something else. I don't know. It seems like a little too much to me.
Fight Pass, of course, is a internet service that the UFC puts forward, and on UFC Fight Night 52 from Japan, it'll be September the 30th. Battle of the Fight Boys, Fat Boys, Mark Hunt and Big Country Nelson.
Yeah, that should be a good fight, though. They both have some power.
Listen, this fight is not going the distance, is it?
I can't envision it going the distance.
I mean, a five-round fight between Mark Hunt, the Samoan puncher, and Big Country Nelson, the big He's another big puncher. I mean, both these guys, they love to punch. They like to knock people out.
Yeah, and they said that it was, I mean, Mark Hunt was in a Fight of the Year candidate recently, so you got to think that this could be another one of those.
You know, I've always told people, and having grown up in San Francisco and having a couple of street fights with Samoans when I was a kid, if you can endure the first minute or so, minute and a half, 2 minutes or so, if you can endure those first couple of minutes with a Samoan, you're going to do okay because they usually gas, okay? But Mark Hunt is the exception to the rule. He's a guy that comes in with a bit of a gut, and he's ready to rock and roll at the end of the third round still.
I think he has extra energy stored in that gut or something. I don't know.
Because that's September 30th, of course, UFC Fight Pass. I wish they would take that back to 20th. I wish they would shift that one to Fox Sports 1. Maybe since it's from Asia, who knows. But some of the upcoming dates for the UFC, UFC 178, John Jones, the world light heavyweight champ, essentially unbeaten except for a disqualification with Mark Hamill, who he looked like a stamp. Taking on Alex Gustafsson, that's a rematch. Gustafsson, you and I thought, got it the last time around, September 27th, MGM Grand or the Mandalay Bay Event Center. Gustafsson's got a lot to prove here. He's got to prove that wasn't a fluke, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, and I think that he has to show improved stamina to win this one because I think he started to run out of gas a little in the last few rounds of that fight.
Okay. What do you think is why is it that Cain Velasquez, and I've asked his teammates this, and they all just chuckle when I say this, why is it nobody can beat him as far as cardio is concerned? And we're talking lightweights. He has the cardio of like a 150-pound guy. How can he do this?
I think he's just training harder than other people. You know, he seems like a very determined fighter, and I think that's what it comes down to. Like, some people might not have the drive to really do that because that's what stamina, I think, is. It's just like you keep pushing and pushing, and it just builds up over time.
Okay. The 26 on Fox, UFC on Fox, of course, Robbie Lawler taking his act to San Jose, California, taking on Matt Brown. That's the local fight for me. Robbie Lawler, the favorite here?
Yeah, but that's honestly, they've been advertising that as the fight of the year, and I definitely think that could be because that's going to be really interesting. I think that they both will probably end up hurting each other. I can't wait to see that fight.
Co-feature, one of the Nogs in it, Antonio Ruggiero-Nogueira taking on Anthony Johnson. Of course, light heavyweights going here. This is Little Nog, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so what breaks here?
Anthony Johnson, I think, should win that. He's been looking really good lately, and he looked great in his last fight.
You know, a guy that's on the Clay Guida's on the card taking on Dennis Bermudez, but the guy I want to focus on for a second is a guy I thought got the short end of the stick against world champion Benson Henderson before he lost Anthony Pettis. Talk about Josh the Punk Thompson. Josh, I thought he was 34 years old. He won the fight, and they didn't give it to him, and that was just – that's really – you know, people don't realize that when you're a fighter – it's like sitting down and losing and getting robbed. Zach, the best way I can make an analogy or a comparison is sitting on a blackjack table, getting blackjack, and having a guy with a 16 hand beat you. That's the only way I can. That's the only way I can compare it. Can you envision that?
Yeah, it's tough to envision. Honestly, I think it's even worse than that because with blackjack, I mean, yeah, you're putting your money on the line, but with this, it's like you're putting your life on the line and. You've been training for months, and then some judge says that you didn't win, even though the arena thinks you won. And that's just, I think it's hard, and I think that would kill a fighter's motivation a lot of times.
You know, it ruined Jeff Fennec. I don't want to go into that. Jeff Fennec, the former Australian world champion as a boxer, it just ruined him when he got robbed against Azuma Nelson that first time around. He turned to coke and all kinds of stuff afterwards. He had never gotten high, never smoked a joint beforehand. But he went nuts afterwards. He never recovered emotionally or physically. Now, looking at some of the rest of the UFC schedule, speaking of the guy that's been beneficial, why do you think that Benson Henderson has gotten so many – why has he been the benefit of so many decisions? Got the Josh Thompson decision, got the Gilbert Melendez decision. Didn't he get a decision against Frankie Edgar that was suspect as well?
Yeah, he fought Frankie Edgar twice, and I think you could have said Frankie Edgar won both of those fights. It's just – I don't know what he does, but he does. He must know the way that the judges like to score fights because he does just enough to edge it in their eyes, but I don't know. I really don't get it. The guy doesn't go for the finish. He seems to fight for points a lot of times, and it's a little frustrating to watch, in my opinion, because I just don't think that he really, like, puts on exciting fights.
Okay, we're talking about Benson Henderson, folks, the former lightweight champion. Of course, he'll be part of UFC Fight Night. That's August the 30th, UFC Fight Night. Is that the August the 30th? August 23rd from the BOK Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, one of the new arenas there. I think it used to be the Bank of America Center, but the bottom line is BOK Center, Tulsa, Oklahoma, August 23rd, UFC Fight Night, Benson Henderson. Now, do you think Benson could put it back together if he beats this guy, Rafael de Anjos, who's I'm told not a pushover, but if he beats him, does he fight the winner of the Gilbert Melendez-Anthony Pettis fight? Is that what position that puts him in?
That, I mean, probably, because he did technically win against Josh Thompson, so he should have. I didn't think that he won, but he got the decision, and Dana White, I think, kind of didn't see it that way, so he didn't allow him to be next in line for the title, which I agree with. I don't think that he's had so many title shots that I think that they made the right decision. But, yeah, I do think that they'll kind of be forced to put him back in for the title if he wins this fight.
Okay, what about a rematch? If Thompson's a winner, what about just matching these two guys ahead? I mean, that's what I think that Henderson's got unfinished business at 155, and I think the unfinished business is with Josh Thompson.
I would say so, but that fight, I mean, did you see that fight, Pedro? I wouldn't really want to see that again, unfortunately. I thought Thompson won, but it just wasn't a good fight at all.
Yeah, but here's what's up. When you see a guy go out there, and sometimes you can't beat a guy and look good, Zach. I mean, sometimes you can just beat a guy. But you can't beat a guy and look good. Some guys you're not going to look all that good against, okay? And I think that unless you submit Benson Henderson, he's been submitted twice by Anthony Pettis. Of course, that's how he lost the lightweight championship. But unless you can submit Henderson, Henderson's one of those guys that's going to extend you the route. Like you said, he fights for points. He sort of fights to survive.
Yeah, I think he does do that, you know, and he's good at doing that. He's probably one of the best point fighters out there, but people don't really want to see a point fighter. They want to see a guy who takes risks, I think.
Okay, last fight on the card for us today, UFC 180 is going to be from Mexico, November the 12th. UFC heavyweight champion, the aforementioned Cain Velasquez, once beaten, of course, by Junior Dos Santos, and he almost killed Santos twice in rematches in a second and a third fight. But he's taking off Fabrice Werdum. Werdum got a shot here, or is Cain just head and shoulders above?
I think Werdum is good, but I do think Cain is just head and shoulders above anybody in the division right now. The only guy who could have challenged him is a light heavyweight now, and that's Daniel Cormier. Okay. And they wouldn't have fought anyway because they're friends. So
best friends, of course. Zach Attack Young, all the best to you, my brother. God bless. We'll talk soon.
All right. Have a great day, Pedro.
All right. Zach Young on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Go to the iHeartRadio app. iHeartRadio.com, download the app and take Ring Talk anywhere you go, 24/7, 7 days a week.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 57 minutes past the hour. This is the MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition, of course. Live Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. On Saturday, we split boxing and MMA into 1 hour. And then on Sunday, we have 2 hours, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Straight up, UFC, of course, hottest sport going, no question about that. UFC doing their thing on Fight Pass, doing their thing on Fox, on Fox Sports 1, and then occasionally on Fox Sports 2, the pay-per-view cards monthly. Is it too much MMA? Are we getting too much? Somebody asked me that the other day. Is there just too much MMA, especially if you've got your internet capacities, you know how to watch these fights from abroad, and you get to watch the UFC in England, of course, on one of those websites, and watch without Fight Pass, and you get to watch pay-per-view events, things like that. If you live abroad, and you get to reside here in the United States. So the UFC is out there, but is it just too much? Is it too oversaturation? Or is there room for another company? Of course, I'm talking about the fact that Scott Coker is doing this thing now. Scott Coker taking over for Brett Rebney, and that's, you figured that's going to have to jump there on Spike TV. I mean, no question about it. I mean, we're going to watch. I think there's going to be a competition between the UFC, and the UFC will have a they'll like bend a little bit and probably sign a couple of guys away from Bellator. And as with Bellator, attempts to sign people away from the UFC. But straight up, the UFC's got the deep pockets, the deepest pockets in sports right now. They can sign anybody they want. Straight up, they can. Okay, Bellator, I don't know. Although the Viacom cable people own all of the Bellator Fighting Championships. So straight up, you've got a cable entity owning them, so they could have deep pockets as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. Until next time, don't forget to go to iHeartRadio.com. Download the app and take Ring Talk Live Worldwide anywhere you go. Until then, much respect.